We are learning Simen Chav Beis in Ebenezer, and we are up to Siv Zayin Ches and Tes, which are the main Ches and Tes primarily are the main Sifim of the Simen. Okay, Siv Zayin Afilu Ish She Iskai Umalachtai Im Hanoshim. If you have a man whose business is to deal with women, be a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer, or sell perfume sellers. Okay, today the perfume sellers don't have yichud issues so much as doctors and dentists. But afilu ish iskay malachta im hanoshim, also loy lisyachet im hanoshim. He's not be miyachet. Ketzad yasa. What do you do if you want to be a doctor? So listen to the mechaber. He says you have two choices. Choice number one, yisasek imoim v'ishta imoi. First choice is your wife should be there when at work, which is what Mark Feldman did. Or second choice, yifna l'malacha acheres, get a different job. Okay, that's after you went through medical school. You understand? You know, law school. Oy, yifna l'malacha acheres, so get another job. You know. To something else. Right, so we need some help here. Now, first of all, pshat, what's afilu? When we say a man generally works with women, is that a kula or a chumra that makes it more lenient, that he's used to doing it and it's not going to come to anything? Or just the opposite? So if you look in the Chalkas Mechaikak Yud Aleph, he brings us a machlaikas to Rambam and Rashi. The language afilu ish iskay mlachta im hanoshim is lashon harambam sham v'nimshach achar das rabbeinu chananel to be iskay im hanoshim hayoroi lahatir tfei. That really somebody who's constantly isik im hanoshim, so since he's constantly isik, it's not such a challenge to him. Aval das Rashi kvar nizbar lefneize. But Tishita of Rashi, which the Chalkas Machalkak brought earlier in Aischez, Da'af the Isha Echad Im Gimel Nashim Shari. Listen to this. Even though for a regular man, if it's one man and three women, it's mutter. Be'iskoi Im Hanashim Aser Lefi B'Shalibai Gaspai. Be'kulam Mechapai Salav. So it's just the opposite. Someone who's always Isaac with women is worse. It's also l'fisha liban gaspa. I believe Mr. Weinstein passes like this shita. that somebody is always saying, Menashim is libay gaspa, and it's worse. I'm waiting for Hollywood to come out with guidelines for yichud. They're going to come out that no executives are allowed to be with women, only three women and one man, or pesa psuch shusarabim, or bayil beer. You know, it's going to... I'm not kidding. It'll be beautiful. You know, it'll be like... Like, what? The vice president will write the rules, okay. It's interesting, you know, they always say that we overdo it, now the society...
Like the Rambam's a doctor, so will you say, doctor, how's he practicing?
I want you to read the Rambam's letter where he describes his practice. Because the letter, I saw it in Zev Yaivitz's biography. Zev Yaivitz has a history set. He has one complete volume under Rambam, just under Rambam. And I was once going away for a Shabbos to my wife's school. They had a Shabbos in the country. So Rav Palm gave it to me. He says, you're going away for Shabbos. You look at it. So it's very interesting. In it is a letter to Ibn Tibbon. Ibn Tibbon wrote him a letter. Ibn Tibbon translated his the Sfarim he wrote in Arabic into Lashon Kodesh, the Perusha Mishnayos. It's a fascinating letter. Ibn Tibbon writes to him that he'd like to visit the Rambam. After all, he translated all his works. He wants to visit him. So the Rambam, first he writes how grateful he is to him for doing such a good job in the translations. And then the Rambam writes, I'd love to meet you, but let me describe my daily schedule. You'll see it's impossible. I don't have time to meet you. And he describes his schedule. How every morning he's got to go out to the Sultan and got to, I don't know, every day he's got to give him a checkup and as many wives and as many children. And then, he says, by the time he comes back in the afternoon to his house, this is his practice. There's a line out my door and around, a full circle around my house of people waiting to see me. And I see patients until I can't stand anymore. And then I lie down on the couch and see the patients as they walk past me. It's reminiscent of what goes on today, sometimes. And he says until he just can't keep his eyes open anymore, and then he tells him to come back tomorrow. So that's what he writes. It's very funny. You don't know where he learned. Although it's a trip to Cairo every day. He didn't live in Cairo. So I was thinking the only time he has to learn in that schedule is on the trip there and the trip back on the subway. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, yeah, they were, I don't know with the Sultan's wife, but with the...
Why didn't he have time to write his farm?
I'm just Marabakim Anilach. You have questions? Okay, I don't know. Could be you wrote them earlier. At any rate, getting back here. The Rambam Shita is that Ishtai Iskay Imhanoshim is more kal. Rashi Shita is that Iskay Imhanoshim is more chomer. The Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. He says the Loshen Afilu Ish Iskay Imlachtai, which is Svara is more kal, but Lamaisa we're not Mekel. We'll see in a minute where we can be Mekel. Well, let me finish. Rashi, however, he brought in Chalkas Mekhaika Ches, the Ramah says like Rashi. Because the last line, if you look higher on the page at the Ramah, the last line of the Ramah was, Yesh Matirim Ishechalim Noshim Harbei, Im Ein Iskai Im Hanoshim. When we got to that, I said, we'll get to Sif Zayin. The Ramah says, if it's Esek Im Hanoshim, there's no heter of 1 and 3. The heter of 1 and 3 falls off. And that by itself is not a heter. Why is he in the workplace? No, he's still in the workplace. Either his wife is with him or he gets another job. So he gets... You're saying... But it's clear from Ches, you might be right. But from Yud, from rather Yud Aleph, it's pretty clear that he's talking totally. They have to come on to him. It sounds like even in the workplace, Rashi's machmir. So they all had their wives as secretaries or nurses. His wife is the secretary.
Why isn't there a more comment on the
I don't know. Because there's not enough gemina. The Rambam Bilchabi said afilu. The word afilu doesn't have to come. All right, so before the doctors walk out, a Pischei Tshuva test. Well, Liboy Gas. It's interesting. The Lush is Libon Gas Boy. The women try to be friendly. He's pegging it on the women.
Talking more of a perfume salesman. Somebody that the women need for something is that
they need a dentist and doctor. Anyway, the heter is in Pischei Tshuva Tess, which is Shalai Bim Kaimai. As you all see, Pischei Tshuva Tess is on Sif. Is on Sif Tess. But there, in Pischei Tshuva Tess, or at the beginning is something else. Pischei Tshuva Tess, which talks about Pesach B'Such Rishus Rabbim. We'll get to Pesach B'Such Rishus Rabbim in Yitzha Hashem. But the main point is the second half of it. You all know, there's a heter of your door is open to the street. I'm Berhetiv, Davka B'Yayim, Chassi Shomei Alayla, V'Ayim B'Sefer Berkei Yosef, Shekosav Ozeh, Dvarim Shotameg, Sheinoi V'Mishav, my Mani B'Sem Pesach B'Such. So we'll get to that. Listen to what he says. The Mashkosa Taisa Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. The Palti Ben Layish Pesach B'Shusla Rabbi Mahayah Michal. You'll know the story where Michal was legally married to David. And Shaul did not recognize the marriage and forced Palti to marry Michal. But Michal was someone else's ish. So what did they do? They left their door open. Sheba B'Shem Yichud. But what do they do in the middle of the night? If Pesach Pesuah doesn't help middle of the night, Tzarech Leibadayi B'Mak, Nishkichi Avir Mishavim, Yayvalayla Lo Yishbaisu, It was in a very busy area. Now all that we'll get back to, don't get excited. The last half of this Pesachei Tshuva test, the Kosovoi, Daf Misha Iskoi Im Hanoshim, Mutil Sasek Iman, Bebayish, Pesachei Psoch, Lushos Arabim, Vebe Misham Yichud, Lukuli Alma, Vegab Poritz, Shari, Pesach Lushos Arabim. So here he says the heter to be Miyachid is if it's Pesach Psoch, Lushos Arabim. A dentist certainly doesn't, they usually close the door, it doesn't involve undressing, just opening your mouth, so the doors are open to a place where people go. But even a doctor, if he leaves Pesach Pesuach, if he leaves the door open, we'll have to discuss what constitutes an open door shortly. But that's the heter that doctors have, that the door is open, Rishus Sarabim. Now, how many people is Rishus Sarabim? We'll see that if there are three people that are over Mishavim, that's also Pesach Pesuach, Rishus Sarabim. So that's basically the main heter that that exists. Yeah. He says, "I feel a parrots." This, yeah. It means in his practice, when they come to him, they're. He's going somewhere else. Has nothing to do. It sounds like not, because the language of the Be'ev Dechakas Mechaikak was Liban Gaspo Mechapim
Mechapim. That's according to Rashi.
We'll get to. We'll have to get.
That's in Rashi. That's according to Rashi.
Right. Not in his hotel room has different rules.
A doctor in his practice
has different rules than in the supermarket or wherever.
And it's all just talking where he's Isaac Im Hanashim. That's what we're talking about.
Question Pesach Tshuva, what's the difference if he's Isko Hanashim and not Isko
Hanashim? See, he's saying there is no difference by Pesach Pesach Shusarabim. That's what we wanted. We wanted to have a heter, even like Rashi says that many women is not a heter by itself, for Shusarabim is a better heter than one man with three women. Well, we're going to learn later. I don't want to get into the chalukides of what Pesach Pesach Rab means, but the basic idea is that there's an ema. It doesn't. When you're in a secluded setting, there's a certain opening for this type of stuff. For this type of stuff, and when there are people coming and going, it's just a different mentality. The people there are not don't have this. Setting for
if business. Come and go, they can come and go. If the office is locked, then there's nobody open.
I can get into it, but I think we have to wait till Siv test. But that's the basic. So this is really, I think, the heta that's the most practical of all of them. Now, there are three nakudas here. So Chuva says it's a mutter. Rav Meisha, in the Gemara, Eben Ezra Dalhid, has a heter, even, he says, even if it's in a doctor's office and no one would come in without knocking, you know, the patient could be disrobed, it could be. So Rav Meisha writes, even if the door's locked. If somebody knocked and you didn't open, you'd have to answer. You'd have to answer for yourself. That's also considered enough pesuach. That's a Ramesh's heter in the tshuva, and it's a chiddush. But that's what he writes. He writes that that's also a heter. I have to say that the Masham seems to hold that way in the tshuva, but the Binyan Tzion, I think it's tshuva kuf lamed ches. Is more machmir than that. Being seen as a case, it's interesting, he brings a raya from Toma Devora. Devora had a timer. The Gemara says, why? The Gemara is a Megillah by the Sheva Nevias. So the Gemara says, why'd she have a timer? She wouldn't have a Isser, Shilas of Isser Yichud. So he said, why do you need a timer? Pes Mesol Shosarabim, it would also be good enough. He says, because sometimes the judges have to question the witnesses privately. So separately, so he says, why wasn't it enough to have Pesach Pesuach Rishus Rabbim? So he says it's not enough. It's not enough as Pesukish to Sarabim. You need better than that when you're in that type of a setting. So that's what he says. Gradi says, what about Baila Be'ir? What about Baila Be'ir? She had a Baila Be'ir. So he says in the Pasuk, Devoira Eishas Lapidais. She was the wife of Lapidais. So why Eishas Lapidais? So Rashi brings to the Gemara that she used to make wicks and send them to Yerushalayim to bring wicks. She used to make wicks. Lapidais are wicks. The Gemara says that she, I don't know who read the Shidduch, she was married to a man who was an Amoretz. According to the Medrash, she was Barak. Married to an Amoretz, and she wanted to keep him in a good environment, so she made the wicks and sent him to the Beis HaMikdash with wicks for the Menorah, and with that, kept him busy doing good things. So the Yitzchak says, it says, the power wasn't by Lubir, kept on sending him away to Yerushalayim, and in Meila, there was no Heter by Lubir.
Why
okay, but anyway,
the first and the last customer went before the public gets there. Like no one can wait until five people come.
By Pesach Social Sarab?
Right. There's only one person.
So you leave the door open to the street. Right. Usually it's some nurses, there's some okay, at any rate, that's if Zion. Oh wait, there's one more Nakuda. There's one more Nakuda which needs a Hezber. It doesn't say anywhere in Hilchos Yichud a heter of by Vaidase Torud. There's a heter that we find, which is Grad in Yeridei Kuf Tzadik Hei, at the end of Hilchis Nida, this is Surah Negiah to a Nida. So in Kuf Tzadik Hei, the Shach, I think it's Sivkot Nechaf, explains there, it talks about a doctor touching a woman, even the private parts of her body. It's mutter. So the Shah says, because by Vaidasei Torah, hopefully his mind is on his profession. And Memela, it's mutter. So the question becomes, so if you have a heta by Vaidasei Torah, Akadekach, it should be mutter by Yichud as well. So the Yichud's forum, the Dvar Halacha, brings a Radvaz, who says there's a very big difference. When he's Oisik in medicine, his mind is on the medicine. But the Yichud involves some social time also. The patient first comes in, you say hello, patient leaves, you reassure the patient. So when he's outstasser of Negia, so at that time he's busy, he's bevaidase Torah, there's such a heter. But afterwards, and so to speak, social time, there's a yichud, that's why there's a yichud applies. So
anyway,
what?
Anyway,
is what?
I understand.
But you mean if it's exactly sakasa, what's the difference? I don't know.
But this plays into together with things like issues of shaking hands with a woman or something like that.
Those are separate issues,
but it works together. If it's in reinforcing, if you set
the issue of shaking hands is a question of whether that's an expression of friendship.
Yeah.
If it's an expression of friendship, it's also healing somebody is not an expression of friendship. When you do surgery on somebody, it's not.
But if you send the tone to start with,
well, that's okay. They're separate issues. All right, let's learn Sivches, which is of course the biggest heter. In the simin is chesen tes. Isha shabailo bi'ir. The heter of a woman whose husband is in town. Ei chayshishin l'syached ima b'bnei she'emes baila aleha. Isha shabailo bi'ir, there's no issa yichud. Because emas baila aleha. And this is a very common heter that we use. Isha Baila Be'ir. A repairman comes to fix the refrigerator in the house. The wife is home alone. So he's relying on Baila Be'ir.
Even though the husband never comes home during the
night. Now, I have to tell you that even though we definitely paskin this way, both the Chalkas Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel bring that not all Rishonim hold this way. Look at Chalkas Mechaikik Yud Beis, the bottom one. Isha Baila Be'ir in Chayshishin, Ayir Rashi B'Kiddushin Daf Pei Aleph Amin Aleph, or B'Taisis, Yivramasa Baila Be'ir. Mashenech Laku, Im Afilu L'Chatchil Ashari, Yadavka B'Di'evet. He says, Amachloikis, Rashi and Taisis, Rashi holds, that it's not L'Chatchil Adikah Heter. It's just a lichen alav. And it's interesting that both bring that Rashi's machmir, and the Chachmas Adam also brings v'yeshayimrim, that Baila Bir is only a het to b'di'evin. Today, Baila Bir has become a het to l'chatchila, which is the way the Mechaber paskins. And generally we go with this. The nafkamina is, there's a maila to leaving the door at least unlocked if you're relying on Baila Bir. Now, one more important exception to Baila Bir is in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Again, Sifches was Neshem is by law leha. V'im haya ze gaspa. If the man is friendly with this woman, kagod shagod le'imai, their childhood friends, oy shehi kreivasai, or they're related, then it's aser. Oy im kina la baila, separate thing. If the husband warned her im ze not to be miyachid le'itziyachid imai pisha baila bir. Now here, Libai Gaspa is a very significant exception. A very significant exception. Let's say your brother, somebody has a single brother comes to the house for Shabbos. So the husband wants to go out Shabbos morning to Daf Yomi early in the morning. He's a yeshiva bach. He's tired from learning all week. He's learning. He's sleeping later. So he can't go out. You can't go out. You're leaving your brother with his sister-in-law, with your wife, alone in the house. Now, normally we don't even think about it because we're used to the heter of Baila Bir. Now, if there are children who are old enough to be shayrim, is something else. But generally speaking, it's not something we usually think about. Or the husband goes out to a night to a shalom zachar, he leaves his wife with his brother. So it's not something that we often think about, and it's a significant shaila. Sometimes a woman gives birth, and they are already old. Let's say you have a 2-year-old son, and your wife gives birth. So you go with your 2-year-old son to your in-law's house. So you're going to your in-law's house, and you're sleeping there. So if your father or mother-in-law are there, it's fine. But you have the same problem if your father-in-law is going out at night to Mechamar. You davened already. You have a yichud problem with your mother-in-law. Now this example comes to mind because one of my children was born, had a bunch of little ones. So I went to my in-law. Why did I go to my in-law? So that's when my wife was coming the next day with the baby. So that night, the night before she came, I was there with a bunch of little kids. And then my father-in-law had to go out of town. So I told my mother-in-law goodbye. You know, I left her with what? Yeah, yeah, of course. You know, what am I supposed to do? Now, people don't think of it that way, but even Baila Bir, like my buddy's out of town.
Did you take it personally?
Even Baila, she still makes me muffins that are very healthy. Okay. Very, you'd like them. Okay. At any rate, this is something people don't think of, and yet it's a halacha mufuresh, no chaluk edayis. So we're going to see. Pesach Shuvah is going to talk about it. We'll get to it. So Ishtai Be'ir, there is one sheet in the Rishayim, which is the Magen Mishnah, that Ishtai Be'ir is a heter, but no place can bring it. It seems the assumption is, at least used to be in the olden days, that the wives are more afraid of the husbands than the husbands of the wives. A different world. But, what? We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about what's considered Baila Bir, how far is considered Bir, if he works in Jersey. So we'll get to it. We need to talk about this heter. All right, but the first and the most significant prat here is this prat that Libai Gaspa is not a heter. I had an amusing incident years ago with somebody from Detroit. He was in the dorm. He went for Shabbos to his brother-in-law. And his brother-in-law got up early, went to the mikveh, went to say tillim, and he was left at home with his sister-in-law. He asked me about it, and I told him, it's Libai Gaspa, it's a problem. He said, what's Libai Gaspa? You're friendly with her. So he said, friendly with her? My brother, so chassidish, his wife never spoke a word to me. That's what happened. It's his wife. So his wife never spoke to me. And okay, so that's wonderful. You know, something to be said for such a relationship. What's Libai Gaspa? The Dvar Halacha says somebody you feel comfortable asking for a favor. Now, yes, if you hold the door open for me, you do that to anybody. But me, so you feel comfortable asking to go out of their way to do you a favor, so that's called libay gaspa. Okay, now what is the heter of Bailo Be'ir? There are two important questions about Bailo Be'ir. One is, what's called Be'ir? Does Be'ir have to be Brooklyn, as long as he works in Jersey? And the other question is Bailo Be'ir a heter? You just got off the phone with him. He's talking to you from Midtown Manhattan. So the wife's not afraid he's going to walk in any minute. Not walking in. He just called you from Manhattan. Is that also Bailo Be'ir? So those are the two questions. Let's start with the second one first, because we have here Mara Mekaymus on the page. There's a machlaikis, what the heter of Bailo Be'ir exactly is. And we'll start with the Shita of the Chachmas Adam, which is brought here in Pisrei Tshuva Zayin. He says, it starts back on the other page, just a few words on the other page. I am b'sefer binas adam shar beis hanoshim simchav zayin shekasa. Nirali, the dafka bebeisa. Bailo Be'ir is if she's home, if she's in the house. Ein bo b'shem yichud. Avalim ha'leches labayis acher, afal pisha Bailo Be'ir. But let's say she's going somewhere else. Yesh bo b'shem yichud. The bezelay b'shayich the mistafi b'baila hashda osi. The Chokhmah Sadam learns Bailo Be'ir is a heter because the husband may walk in at any given moment. It's not shayach if he doesn't know where you are. Keep it any day hechani. And more than that, Afi Yodeya, she a day hechani. The Kalmal came in Bailo Nosan Lo Rishus Lechus Lebeis Pelayini Vadei Chashina. Not sure exactly why, but he says Vaiti Chashina. Kosh Rish Nosan Rishus Ledaber Dover Seser and Pelayini Lahaskir Adeles. So he's saying is that the taich of Pesach Pesach, which is a rabbi, of Bailo Be'ir, is Shema Yavai. It's because he may walk in. According to Chachmas Adam, if you got off the phone with him and he's in Manhattan, then there's no heter, because he's in Manhattan. You know, there's no Shema Yavai. And the whole heter falls off. The bar plukta of this Chachmas Adam, the Kadmoin, is the Chidah. The Chidah, once you have your mindset to notice the Chidah, you'll see what God will kaychei behalacha. The Chidah holds, no. Bailo Be'ir is a mindset. It's a mentality. Bailo Be'ir is, if the husband's around, then the woman is less ololuznus. If she knows the husband, went to Chicago, that's different. But Bailo Be'ir, it's a mentality. And if he's far away, then this mentality doesn't exist. Mipnei she'emas b'ayla leha is when he's around, when he's somewhere in the area. So then there's such a heter of emas b'ayla. Yep.
Which means even if he calls from Manhattan,
right?
It's okay.
Right.
If that becomes a mindset, and if it's Chicago.
So the mindset is he's gone, and that's the expression when the cats are away, the mice will play. That's what it is. There's a difference. He's around and he's not around. A different mindset. What's interesting, I once flew from Cincinnati. I took an early morning flight to make it to Shear. The flight from Cincinnati to Kennedy LaGuardia took less time than the taxi ride to Yeshiva. I walked in telling them that. It was a particularly difficult day and a particularly ignorant taxi driver, or maybe he was very bright. It took me the long way. And I think the taxi ride may have been more expensive too. I don't remember. But the point is, a very important point, the Chidah, I'm quoting here, the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he talks about these two shitas. If it's Shema Yavai, or if it's Bailo Be'ir, he says, he brings the Chidah, B'shirei Bracha, Levin Ez, Simchav Beis, he says, B'chol Leifin Shari, D'mil Sepsikti, B'shas Apayskim, B'li Chilukim, Ein Lonu L'chalei Chilukim Midateinu. He doesn't go into it. If he does, says Baal HaBir is a heter, don't start telling me different chalukim. It's in this Truma Sefer. He says, "Came pasak marna chazinish v'ama b'loshin kenzeh." Amos Baila is a nervin, English nervin, because Amos is saying Amos Baila. It's a nervousness. Hainu ema tivis b'hargashasa. V'tiroi b'cholay fanim. So the chazinish was machria in this machlaikis. On tap, he brings a list that hold of this heter. He brings the list of Mekilin, Yad Eliyo, Mar Nachida, Chemashma Taisa Shans, Lacher Kesef Mishnah, Prisha, Beis Shmuel, Imri Yaisha. I don't know where the Beis Shmuel is. I didn't see here the Beis Shmuel. But. No, we only say that a woman's nervous about her husband, not her husband's nervous about his wife. I don't know what he means. In those days, yeah. Okay, so Mishamati Mishay Marna Chazeinish Hikol Kedei Azu. All right, so this is how we make it. Now, so this is the Heter Abai Labia. The first main shaila is this shaila of nervousness, and this Chalukidayis. If you can leave the door open, is better. But that's the Heter. If a repairman comes to a house, that's basically the Heter you rely on. It's mutter because it's a nervous person. Yeah, it's not because he may walk in, it's a mindset.
Would a camera work just
to... I don't know. You would think, you know, in many homes they have a camera, but they only look at it if they're suspicious of something. Because someone, if someone's not suspicious of anything, why would they look at it? But what's the fear? Why are you afraid? Why nobody's going to look at the camera? No one ever looks at a camera unless there's a suspicion. If he'll come and go, there won't be any suspicion. The tape's erased after a week. No one says.
You always find a spot that the camera doesn't cover.
Oh, that's a separate issue. Okay.
Today you have things where you can dial in on your phone. And
you're making
a lot of
money and he's not.
Doesn't matter how much money she's making, it depends on the relationship. People have a certain type of relationship, and others that don't. But the assumption is, in general, there's nothing to do with parnasa. Amos Baila Leha is the mentality in the relationship. That's all. If someone knows he's a prayer, then it's not Amos Baila, so you have to worry about it. In Shulchan Aruch, it says they're the rules. Yeah, Baila Bia is a heter for the other woman who's there too. That's true. If somebody is a doctor and he has nurses, and one nurse is Baila Bia, if it's not Gaspa, usually it's Gaspa, but if it's not Gaspa, then it would work. Second question is, what's considered the same city? So that already is very hard to find in Kadmainim. I think the halach yelach is that the same city is where people may come and go. What I did find is in Nishmas Avroham from Dr. Abraham, he has a shaila from Tel Aviv to Petah Tikva. If that's considered Oisair. So I think, if I recall correctly, he definitely writes Rosh Hashanah Zalman said it's one city. He writes, it's funny, he writes to Petah Tikva, Oi, and he has another abbreviation, I'm not remembering at the time, some other area near Tel Aviv. And maybe it was Ramat Gan, I think Reish Gimel will tackle. And Ramat Gan is far from Tel Aviv.
Yes, it is.
All right, so that's how much I know. Anyway, Lamaisa, I think the abbreviation was Reish Gimel. So he says, Shlomo Zalman was Matir. I think he brings. Was Matir, Allah said it's one city. I think he says the Chazenish was Machmir, but the Metzias was different in those days. I don't know if he means the Metzias was different. Today everyone has cars and you just travel back and forth all the time. Or that the city got larger and that the cities abut one each other. Or both. But the main point is, the way I understand, it's a place where people go back and forth regularly. It's a place where people regularly travel back and forth. So that's called Isayir. It's not, there's nothing to do with municipal boundaries, like by Tchumin, it has to do with the Metzius. And here it should have to do with the Metzius of how the Holach Yelach of traveling back and forth, how much it is. I think it's whatever people travel back and forth. To where? I don't know. All right, you have to. I can't tell you an exact nekuda, and it's very hard to say an exact nekuda. But
taking from Manhattan over an hour each way. 2 months easier.
Take an hour to get to
the How the door's locked?
Remind what?
How the door's locked?
That'll be telling this machlokes Shema Yava. A Ramesha in his tshuva does write, he grabbed a Ramesha in the tshuva Nemzonet al Shema Yavai, but he says what's called the next city, he says what's called she can't leave the house, he's mashmi like the Chochma Sadam, but he's mekel b'makir shiragilo l'leches. In other words, he's mekel that if she goes to the dentist, if he would come home and need to get a hold of her, we would look for her. That's also called a heter of Baal Beer. So this is basically the two topics of Baal Beer: the question of if he, you know, he's not coming, and the second question of what's called Beer, which it's hard to find Kadmainim. Now, where this is very hard is by a stepfather, a stepmother rather. When the parent remarries, there are very serious yichud issues with the stepchild. When it's a stepfather, certainly no het of Ishtai Be'ir. The question is, when it's a stepmother, is there a het of Baal Be'ir if the Baal is your father? There was a man's father remarried, and now he has a stepmother in the house. Could he rely on Baal Be'ir? It's Baal Be'ir. Could he rely on that?
Isn't it more
than English for the father? So it would depend. I want to quote to you, he brings here something he witnessed by the Chazon Ish. This is quoting again from Dvar Halacha, which I told you, it's a Likud Sefer that was written before Likud Sfarim became so popular. Someone said, you know, the Rishonim, Achronim, we're at a loss to find what to call our generation. Some people suggested Tachtonim, but that doesn't sound right, has other meanings. I think it's a generation of Malachim, really. Right? All the Sfarim today are Likud Sfarim. This was published Bishnas Me'atov Yad Olam, if you can calculate it. Except for the Rebbe, of course. But it was published when the Chazon Ish was alive. It says Chazon Ish Shlita by Avraham Levi Horowitz, somebody who was a Ben Bayis by the Chazon Ish. Anyway, he writes Pam Shal Esmarna Chazon Ish Bocher Yeshiva Shaya Ben Yuteshana. The 19-year-old asked Ubeisam in Tel Aviv. They live in Tel Aviv. His father who was a widower married, took a second wife, and this son comes home occasionally, of course, he eats there, that was his shaila. Does Baal Be'er help for a stepson? Now here it's a stepson. He didn't meet the stepmother until he was 19 years old. He didn't grow up with her. Heshev loy moranzal. Oh, Chazesh was not alive. But anyway, he says, Heshev loy moranzal. De'en chilik. Umahani Baal Be'er. Umuto loy li shoyer ita babayis. Avsha delas nulo beminol. It's muta even the door's lapes. Sha'aviv yetze le mischore be'er. If the father is doing business in the city, Bishalu Shavim Gamkshu Naisa Lepetach Tikva. Here it is. Ulareish Gimel Taka Ramat Gan. Ulemischarai. Whether he, but that's also Mutta. Visnashu Kabay Labia. Amloi Moranzal Shaloi. I'm sorry. It's good. I read it. He said no. I told you. Chazanish said no. Right. Chazanish said it's not. Rav Shem Zalman said it is. Says it's not. Bishalu Abacher Ha'olu Lazer B'chol Rega. Amloi Moran. Even when he goes to tell her to Petach Tikva, he can come home anytime. On a lemar and yesh meshos man she betuchin shlo yazabai. Still, there's a certain amount of time. You know, if he's going to tell him to there, he's not coming back. Okay. So chazina mekan the morning hit the baal beir afeichah shabal nosan lehem rishus li shar biyichud. Emuchad nesir shus gadai lemezu. So he's matir by his stepmother under these conditions. Now you would understand when he was 19 years old when his father remarried. Now you would understand that if the father remarried when the child was 2 or 3 years old and grew up there, that it would be a problem. Rav Sternbuch, of course it would be a problem, because that's Liba Gaspa. Because then there's a close relationship. The stepmother raised him, then it would be Liba Gaspa. Rav Sternbuch has a sefer Orchas Habayis. He writes, oh, let me just finish. Also, l'siachedim eishes aviv she'ena imai. He says eishes aviv she'ena imai. His stepmother is aser. I feel aviv ba'ir. He writes that it's aser. He doesn't explain much, but he says ha'etsa ayde mesiras mafteach l'shnei she'enim she'emru lam likanes mipam l'pam b'li litfaik. You have to tell them to come in occasionally without knocking on the door, and then it's okay. Why Shnei, not Shleisha? Usually Rosh Hashanah is Shleisha. I'm not sure. Maybe he means it'll be a total of 3 of them plus him. But he said, this is the eighth. And I know of a mice, when I was a boy on 48th Street, there was such a story. And that's what they did. They had some people who were going to come in during the night, occasionally. So it's a yichud issue. It's a yichud issue. See, a young boy, you have until 9, because there's no yichud until 9. A young girl, you have to remember, the father, this is a yichud. It's not as big a problem. For the mother to be home with the children is more common than for the father to be home with the children, typically. And it's a much bigger problem. Well, it's true, if there's an adopted girl, you have a yichud issue. You have a yichud problem, and it's a problem. But you have to be careful. If her brother is there, if she has a brother, that helps. That's a good shimer. A brother is a shimer.
Only child or
a brother takes away the yichud. I mentioned it once. A relative of the opposite gender takes off the yichud problem. So that for a girl, her brother, father, or son. For a male, sister or a mother. Has to be old enough to talk, to be a shomer, yeah. Okay, at any rate, so this is the heter of Baal Beir. And the very significant exception of Levi Gaspa. All the other things we discussed are basically the Mekilim. But Levi Gaspa, there's really no Mekilim. There's no head to Baal Beir if it's someone that you're especially friendly with. He was Mekel on the 19-year-old. He was Machmer if they went to Petah Tikva. So I mentioned to you before that the Nishvus Avram says Rosh Hashanah and his Matir to Petah Tikva. When the Chazanish was Machmir, the Metzias apparently was different. It's a mindset. When you're in a different city, there's no heter.
But even though he knew he wasn't coming, because he knew he wasn't coming back.
But only because it was a different city. Yeah.
But the time-wise, it takes more time to go to Manhattan than back than to go into Pesach Tikva to Tel Aviv.
I don't know what to tell you. So you have to buy Lavia, not buy Lavia.
Are they just assuming that a 19-year-old adopts someone and asks his mother, his stepmother, for a
The Metzius is that way. It's a very awkward relationship with an adult child when a parent remarries. He's assuming that, and
not natural relationship.
Oh, you know. Okay. We're married to this. It's not a comfortable relationship. Without what? That's the very look. You need an explanation. You need a ghetto. Someone calls me. I say it's a gospel. Where does it mean gospel? So this is a Hagdara, a way to. You know, you're talking about the 16th century, how much men and women talked. And you're talking about the 21st century, trying to compare it. So, no, see, you make a mistake. The Shulchan Aruch says they grew up together or they're related. Because otherwise there was no interaction. Today, even if you didn't grow up together, not related. If you get to know somebody, then you'll ask. It could still be gospel if you would ask them for favors. You know, neighbors today have a close relationship, even male and female.
So,
you
know.
Right. It's the world we live in. It is.
If we come out of the second marriage, somebody from second marriage, and the husband died. So the husband's son would be also to go into the house b'chlal because there's nobody there.
Except when who died? The husband.
So the husband of the army died.
That was the mice.
The father died already. The second wife.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's the mice. That's what he said.
Yeah, that of course it's a problem.
And then command the shaykh to go into the house because there's a.
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Leave the door open.
All right, let's learn about leaving the door open. Siftes. Let's learn to leave the door. Okay, ches and tes are the two most commonly used heterim by Lebeir, and now pesah psoch shusarab. Siftes bayish pesach psoch shusarabim ein chashash siyachit shamim erva. It's a heter of bayish pesuach. No exceptions in the Shulchan Aruch. Naturally, every main sugya in Shas has one main chakira. Here, the main question is, what is the word pesuach? Does pesuach mean unlocked or physically open? The machmir in this is Rabbi Kiva Eger, who's machmir. The Pischei Tshuva brings it in Sifkot Neches. It's not Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Beis Meir, who are machmir. Let's see inside. I am a ches, Pischei Tshuva ches. I am a chuvah Rabbi Kiva Eger, a chuvah Sagoy Beis Meir, shekasvu, it should be. The ikah lemeidak mizeh, hapesa sasum. If the door is closed, pasuach means open. Hapesa sasum, the door is closed, afila ainei no, even if it's not locked, vu painelusha sarabim, a pasuach lechatzer, open to a busy courtyard, vu ima biyichud babayis, have a yichud. Chemash mikedushim pe aleph. So they are machmir, umadisa, bichuvus arajusim in elef reish nun hei. De yichud achi abayis no bimino. It's a beferish arajba, and you need it to be locked. Torah seifrim he. Kiva Eger Beis Meir say it's a mistake. So we have here Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir being machmer. Zok to Pischei Tshuva. Oma Ochein. It's a very big taina. Reisi b'tshuva so redvaz chelakav simen kuf chof aleph. Shehetik loshen the Rajba now v'le kosher Torah seifrim hu. The redvaz trusted the nusach of the Rajba and he was mekel. V'shom herich lach like a chacham echad shevi kamarais the yichud hava afila ein pesuach klal lecheder shem isyachtim shama v'huzal docha rayosa mishum dovade de belayla ba'pela hava yichud afila b'loy pesuach chen b'yayim b'mutachas margolois habita. I don't know what they're both doing under the bed. V'malkim shena dem rayosa v'chema sheskiru chazal churva afila tema duhu b'loy pesach. I don't know what the word is. Who below Pesach Videlas have a mokem amutzna? Churv means a destroyed building. And if you're going to say below that there's no dua, have a mokem amutzna, nobody comes there. V'roy labia, keep lo shlichi inchi da'ili tamon. B'zanichu korai esachochem ayincham. So what's he saying? He's saying is that Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir amachmir. However, the Tshuva Sarajma seems to be mekel, but in qualified that the Rajma is mekel. He says, Pesach Pesuach, he apparently holds, has to be that someone may come. If you're in a churva, or it's very dark, or it's no ema, because Pesach Pesuach, it doesn't help. So Pesach Pesuach has to have some sort of an ema, some sort of a fear. That is his shita. Now, what does the Dvar Halacha collect on this topic? Again, he collects Mar Makaymis. And he brings the following list. In secluded areas, it's always a problem. Yeah. So he brings the matirim when that door is closed but not locked. The Rajba, the Radvaz, the Mabit, and the Ri in Sefer Hayira. Those are four Rishayim. Mabit is early Achrayim. Plus the Binyitzin and the Marsham. The Cheinira, the Pasuk Marana Chazainish. So, and also the David Misharim, the Tribune Rav. So that's a pretty strong list of Mekilim. It's interesting that both Machloikes and the Chazanish weighs in on the Mekilim. And those who say the other way, he lists Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Beis Meir, and Rabbi Shloimeh.
But those are all Achrayim.
Those are all Achrayim. If the Rajma said it, the Rajma said it.
Is the Moshe not telling you?
So I don't remember Moshe having a tshuva on this. Maybe it is. But the Maisa, we have we have significant, or Moshe is also Mekel. Because remember, Moshe, even if it's locked, if someone would knock and you would have to explain it, he's also Mekel. So he's also Mekel. So there's a significant number of Mekelim. Still Rabbi Kivager in the Beis Meir, so Rav Palm used to say that if it's Icha Dairaisa, you should be Machmir. Dairaisa is one in one. If it's, except for a Gaita, a Gaita is a Drabanan. But if it's a Drabanan, then a person could be Mekel. So, so when I have a shayla in my house with the girls in the house, I leave the front door open. It's very cold. It's a little more of an issue. I leave it wide open. And my neighbors, it happened a couple of times, people walked in, they say, is everything okay? I say, yeah. They say, oh, I'm sorry, I came in. I said, no, the whole reason I left it open is people should come in. So it happens to be in my house, for whatever reason, we don't lock the door except at night. And there's certain neighbors that come in. They know. You give a knock and you just walk in. We have some Bachram who come to my house regularly. And they give a knock and they walk in. They walk in without waiting for anybody to come to the door. So my house, it's really more... it's more kulidic. I don't get in Central Station. We have people who come regularly. We have a few people whose mailing address is my home, and they come for the mail. Just like this. It's what's called Rishus Aram? That's another question. All right. So anyway, this is the first machlok. The second shaila is what's called Rishus Arabim. So I have to tell you, there is a daya that Pesach Rishus Arabim. The Chof Masadim seems to say that you could see in. Now, we don't paskin, you have to be able to see. However, seeing is also a heter. Now, if there is a heter, if you're stuck, and you can't open, it's freezing, you can't leave the door open, and you go, in my house, I have my study is by the front, and I pull up the shades, and I stand there and learn. Anybody walking by could see that I'm there. That's a heter. If you could see, it's also a heter. There is a big tumult about Pesach Pesuach helping when you're upstairs. If Pesach Pesuach Rishus Arabim helps, when you're upstairs, somebody walks in, why is he going to go upstairs? Now, if you walk in, it just steps up, you only live on the top floor, it seems that everybody would agree that it's mutter. But where a person would not walk in, would not go upstairs, in most homes, upstairs are the bedrooms, it's private, and downstairs is where people come. So there are many machmir, the Dvar Halacha brings from the Chazon Ish, that there's no heter for upstairs, because it's not the derech for people to go upstairs on a second level. And Lamaisa, it's not pasha to be mekel. Certainly, at the very least, you would need to take both coolers, to leave the door closed, and to be upstairs, both of you upstairs, would be something of an issue. It's fascinating. This is totally in the Sugya Masechta Sukkah. It talks there about a Chasan Kala having Sheva Brachis on the roof. Gemara says, Chasan Kala is a tircha to go to a sukkah. Why can't you make it on the roof? Put a sukkah on the roof. So it says, Mishum Yichud. Abaya says, Mishum Yichud. Rava says, Mishum Tircha. Abaya says, Mishum Yichud. What Yichud? Rashi says, they're going to go up to the roof. If you're on the roof, you don't have your stuff. The Chasan may need something. He'll go back into the house. He'll leave his wife, be Yichud. So they say, what do you mean? The door's open. Why would he lock the door? I'm not going to lock them on the roof. Well, I guess it means gospel, maybe. But what is the heter? So they bring a raya from here that on the second floor, on a different floor, with Pesach Pesuach, people don't necessarily come. That's not a heter. Not a heter.
What? If it's Pesach Pesuach and they call out and you don't answer,
they answer this raya. I think the Marsham answers, and he being seen brings the raya. Marsham says no raya. That's Abaya. Abaya said Mishum Yichud. Rava said Mishum Tircha. Rava holds no Yichud issue. So he says you pass the night Rav. And how many people is a Rishus Rabim? So Pischei Tshuva Yud brings a Chachmas Adam that says three. Chachmas Adam ends with Tzarechian, but the minig is to pass in three. There are three people.
Three people.
And those, let's say somebody in an apartment building wants to leave the door open to the hallway. Is that good? So I ask them, where in the hall are you? Are there three people, not three apartments, three people that go past your door to get to their apartment? Mm-hmm. If yes, that's Pesuach Rishus Arabim. If you have a two-family house, you want to leave the door to the hallway to the upstairs open. If there are three people or more upstairs, then that's called.
So nice close called three people because
we
spend every time.
Nice close. Pesach Shusharab, it helps at night. It helps there too. And the house would be maybe more cool. Okay, it's Hashem. We'll pick up next week. You'll excuse me after.